Today on our program, we're going to take time and visit with Marty Lamori on behalf of the Boone County Historical Society. Marty, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful day.
It is. Every day's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. If we even got some decent rain, it's a beautiful day.
We could use some rain.
We could do that. Well, a couple of different things. We're into the middle of June for the Historical Society, and I know that the beginning of the month. So it would have been just last week. You guys would have held your regular meeting for the board.
That's right.
Anything come up there? What's been happening?
Okay, we had our board meeting on June 6th. And we went through our typical just roll call and minutes approval and treasurer report. Things are looking good for us as far as finances. And probably then we just kind of went through some old business, some follow-up. As far as status on Kate Shelley, we will be actually today at 12:15, a couple of the board members and myself will be meeting out at the site with the Army Corps of Engineers. We are required to meet certain things as leasees of that land. We own a portion of it, lease a portion of it, and they have to come down and do an inspection. So people have been working hard to kind of keep things nicer down there. People have been down. Maybe they've noticed that it's been mowed and sprayed and cleaned up, a lot of sticks piled up. We're going to have a big bonfire at some point. a few ash trees down there that need to come down. And also there was an outhouse down on that we were required to remove because they looked at that as a safety hazard. Mm-hmm. So I think we've met all their requirements. They're going to come take a look. Our lease with the Army Corps expires next year. So we're going to start our application process. And the board approved at our meeting that we will continue to lease that space down there from the Army Corps.
Sure. So the goal is still to try to eventually get that restored and usable.
Right. We really, like I said at previous meetings, we've had three different construction experts come down and take a look and say the building that currently is down there where you really can't restore without a great amount of expense. And so what we want to do in the next steps is look at, well, what do we want to have down there? I still haven't gotten a focus group together, but anyone who's interested in Kate Shelley can certainly contact me, let me know, or if you have ideas, just give a call to the History Center, let us know what it is for what you'd like to see down at the park. What kind of items and things. And then we can kind of plan and look at costs and look at some grant writing. So it's going to be a few-year project. It's not something that's just going to happen overnight. But anyway, so we're looking forward to upgrading down there and having some more information available.
Sure. And that would be, easy way, for anybody that might be interested in, the old site down there, and I know there have been people every once in a while, everybody gets on we need to do something about it. Well, yes, we do, and it's not going to happen overnight. So we need, first of all, this kind of a brainstorming session, get some ideas.
Right, exactly. Yep.
So they can, could they call
to,
just...
To moving ahead with that, yeah. But it's, like I said, we really do entertain others' ideas on this, so... it would be a benefit to us to know who has interest and who would like to help and volunteer. Yeah.
They could call the center, couldn't they? Could they call the center and leave a message there?
Could call the center and leave a message. You can call me directly or send a message to my email if you prefer that at the center. My email is Marty. At bchsiowa.org.
bchsiowa spelled out .org.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, make contact and be a part of it. A lot of people have ideas or will throw ideas out. It's a matter of let's get together and let's see what we can make work.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right. So
other things we're working on. The Larry Adams Research Room on first floor, and also the Wayne Erickson Community Room. Made a plan to upgrade that room on first floor for in honor of Larry with a plaque, and we're also doing some rearranging as well as new flooring in there. So that's a project we're working on. For the Wayne Erickson Community Room, we've been in contact with his family and had them review the information that we'd like to put on a plaque on the wall down there, and eventually we'll have some form of a dedication on a weekend, and his family is interested in attending that. So we look forward to doing that later in the summer. We have a work plan that each one of the committees and sections of the History Center maps out what their long-term goals, short-term goals, time frames. So we've been working on our work plan individually. We're planning on doing an ice cream social with Pufferbilly Days down in the lower level. Probably just to follow the parade. We did this one other year. We did not do it last year because we had the float for the Rose Bowl parade.
But
the year before, we did an ice cream social. I think we're probably going to do sundaes and root beer floats and bars. So we'll get that advertised for the August event. We also will be the next display. We just took down the 1918 tornado display. And I think the next project, if I'm correct, Jeannie Weibke is our exhibits chair. I believe we're doing one on baseball, and I think maybe she's collaborating somehow with Mo Kelly. Recently, we had some interest. Lisa Coburnus did a background on Jimmy Archer. People know who Jimmy Archer is, buried out in our Sacred Heart Cemetery, and was of baseball fame, and actually had a field named after him here in town. So Lisa had a group of, I'm not sure what age they were, that came out to the cemetery and got some education about some things out there. So we will be doing that. That'll be upcoming. Our next meeting is scheduled for July 4th, so we will meet next month on July 11th instead, since it's a holiday. So we will be a week later next month.
July meeting on the
11th. And again, anybody is welcome. The meetings are open to the public. If there's anybody who has interest at all, you're welcome to attend our board meetings. I think one thing I wanted to make sure to, for membership, we're always open to anyone who wants to become a member. And it's not a huge expense for an individual. It's $25. For a family, it's $40. I believe our business one is $75. Net affords you the trail tales as well as admission for yourself and adults in your family to come to the center for free when we have our exhibits. It also, if you're a member, you have a decrease in the cost for renting the community room, if that's something that you do. So that's a benefit. But we do our membership starting, it goes from January 1 to December 31. And we have everybody on the same program. So if you happen to join in February or March, you're going to pay and you're an individual, you'll pay the $25, even though it's end of the year.
Yeah.
When we get to about September, then we look at decreasing the rate because it's getting so close to the end of the year.
Yeah.
But I think there's some people who maybe joined last August who think, oh, I'm good for a year. You're not.
No.
You're good to the end of this year, and then you'll need to renew your membership.
Yeah.
So I think that's a little confusing for people sometimes. So, but we welcome membership, and we welcome volunteers.
People need to remember, again, everybody that's working, that's doing things down there is volunteering their time. So, yeah, the membership thing, that's always been that challenge. So if I do it now? Is this good for today? No, it's just for the calendar year.
Exactly.
You get for the calendar year. So I was going to say, and having that base membership, that's the big thing too. Yes, we don't have a lot of different programs that are coming up here summertime, but I know you're going to be, they're already kicking around ideas about what we're going to do once we hit fall and get into the winter season too. So starting to come back with those Saturday scholar programs and things.
Right. We already have a good list of people in some fun events. I don't happen to have that list right in front of me, but we did some really good brainstorming a couple of meetings back and did some contacts with some individuals about doing some programming that I think people will enjoy.
And that's it. There's a lot of great local people that can give a really good presentation. So
yes, there is. Like yes, there is. We've been fortunate to have that support. So
right now, again, the big thing is obviously the center. We've got a lot happening there. And I know you guys have been working upstairs and getting all of that done. Things continue to progress? I mean, because
yes,
you have a huge collection.
We have a huge collection, but we're making some headway. I feel really good about it. We have two new board members this year, Dave and Joe Howell, and they've been very diligent with helping doing what we call accession items, sorting, and then anything that comes into our collections has paperwork that goes with it, as well as it's assigned a number and it has to be entered into the computer. And so Dave and Joe have been really good about helping that. Our space is starting to clear out a little bit on second floor. Our goal is, I think your end might be a little too lofty of an idea to think we're going to be ready by then. But hopefully by in 2024, we're hoping that we can get the second floor open, and we already have, exhibits with Jeannie. Already has a vision of what things are going to look like up there. So,
yeah, I know last time when we visited, we talked about the tornado exhibit, the 1918, because a lot of people didn't realize that. A lot of people remember the Jordan tornado, and obviously easily memorable, but that was 1918, what, nine? I think nine people died as a result of that. That was
I think that's right. Don't quote me on that.
Anyway, we still have a lot of the regular regular hours during summertime. Is it going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Is that what we're
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 2? So, yep, you're welcome to come down and visit. Love to see you.
But that's one of the other things too, because remember, if you need a place in the summertime, it is air conditioned. So.
Exactly. And I think we've, like I said, in previous times we've talked that we've done, it's a nice facility. And then we have new tables and chairs and new flooring and new paint jobs. So it's in full kitchen. So we have some regular renters that actually are down there this week. They're recurring every month renters, the quilters and the embroiderers group. Is down there, so yeah, and Boone County Democrats rent on a monthly basis too.
Sure.
So
we do have some regulars that make use of it. That again, it is available. That people need to check again. Make contact. You can find out. I was going to say, do we have? I know you had some pictures, some displays. Again, part of your shop over there. Are we still looking at having some of that material available?
Right.
What's happening?
Right. One of our board members has his items on display right now. Harry Vonk does artwork, and so we have items there and some things. Also, some ornaments that we got from RSVP. They're of different ones. They're of the library. They're of the courthouse.
Yeah, those are kind of a historic collection, aren't they?
Yeah, they're kind of a history collection. And those are $5 each, so if people are interested in that. And also, I think our long-term goal is to look, too, at any other local artists, if we can work out relationship with them where they want to be able to display items in the gift shop. They can sure contact us, and we are glad to visit about that.
Did want to ask you again about people that might want to, I know we talked about people that might be interested in helping with ideas on Kate Shelley, but if they just would like to come and help volunteer some time, they got their membership and things like that, but now what else can I do? There are a lot of little things that can be done because you basically have got a working board. They spend time there when they can.
That's exactly right. And we try to match up a person with what they're interested in, what they like to do. If your thing is more that, I'm really a computer geek and I really like to just sit and enter information, we can have you work on, accessioning items. If you're an organizer, duster, cleaner, we have plenty of places that still need sorted through, cleaned, remove items that we aren't going to use and keep the things that we are going to keep. You can work in the gift shop during the hours that we're open and greet people. You don't have to be, again, a history expert by any means to be what we call a tour guide or docent. And we're always glad to have people help with that. And you can take 2-hour shifts or 4-hour shifts to help there in the gift shop.
Yeah.
So one thing we did add, so we kind of, when someone was working and assigned to the gift shop, you were pretty much tethered to stay there on first floor and not be able to go upstairs and do any other work. Sometimes we're busier than others, but during quiet times, it's nice to be able to go to another part of the building maybe to work on something. We have a bell now so that if we are not right in the gift shop, there's just a doorbell to ring, and it rings throughout up to second floor so that we know somebody's there.
And even if you don't know a lot about the history of Boone, like we said, you don't have to give guided tours. You just let people go, and you can learn a lot, too, about what's happened here.
That's right. I've learned a lot about Boone history just by being down there and being involved. And the majority of what we have on first floor is very much a self-guided tour. You don't need to have somebody there showing you everything. So there's everything's well-labeled, and we have some automatic videos, the one on the ledges. So,
yeah, I like that. That's good. Ample things to do. And again, if you'd like to be a part of it, again, first of all, get a membership and just help support the effort. Again, very economical, not hard to do. And it is calendar year membership, folks. It's calendar.
Right.
That's why I always think it's a great Christmas present for people. So give
that's
it to.
That's a good idea. Christmas or birthday present. That's a great idea.
You can do that. And once you got that, then think about other ways you can help out, because I know you've got
a couple other suggestions for things. If people like to do yard work, we do have one of our board members that keeps, we have the mowing taken care of, but cleaning up the beds around the outside, that needs help on occasion with that. If you are a cooker or a baker, those type of things, when we do events, sometimes we need bars or cookies or things like that. When we do our soups supper, which is one of our fundraisers, which we're planning to do again with the lighted parade in December, we need people to come help serve and clean up and do those kind of things. So we can always find something for you to do.
Sure. You can always be part of the effort, too. Remember, we don't have any full-time people, so we're just, this is what we're doing. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, is it 10 to 2 each day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know you have special things that people can do, like you had the bus tour come in, that sort of thing. But
right, and that was really fun to get to show off. It was a mystery bus tour that came from Cedar Rapids. Chris Blocker worked with us, and I know they went to, I believe, up to the Scenic Valley Railroad, and they went to the Dutch Oven Bakery. So, it was kind of fun to be able to have them come through and show off our history center. One of the things that I know with the Main Street project that they're working on and the assessment that the people who came to do the assessment and gave their report said that the History Center was a very nice gateway into our community, being a historic building and right there on 6th
right
Street
on the
to kind of be that where you're heading into downtown Boone. There's the History Center on the right, so we like to keep it up and keep it looking nice.
Pretty iconic it is. Marty Lemore has been our guest. She's one of the board members for the Historical Society. The next meeting, as we said, in July because of the 4th, coming up on the 11th. The meetings are open to the public. And anybody with questions can make contact. You can call, was it 515-432-1906?
It's 07.
It is 07. 515-432-1907. Yeah. We should know with the Kate Shelley Bridge and the whole bit. Oh, I'm sorry. I messed it up. Anyway, feel free to be a part of it. Marty, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Talk later.
All righty. Bye now.
Bye.